and 706. It is sunny, 56 now in Tulsa, headed to 79 today. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Both sides in the House District 71 recount controversy want the case settled before the state Supreme Court. Democrat Dan Arthrell, the apparent winner on election night but the loser of the recount, wants two question ballots that were cast for him to count.
It has to be that people are not disenfranchised because their vote did not get counted.
But Robert Sarton, an attorney representing Republican Katie Hinkey, the recount winner, argues that those ballots were not secured according to law.
The fact that they have discovered ballots after the fact that didn't pass through this scrutiny certainly calls them into question.
The winner will serve only the remainder of the current term. The regular election is set for November. A new traffic enforcement initiative in Northeast Oklahoma will go after the source. Broken Arrow Police Sergeant Ed Ferguson says when a person is arrested for DUI, the plan is to find out how he or she got drunk.
As we make arrests for impaired drivers, the agents from the ABLE Commission are actually going to go back to locate the servers and the establishments that are allowing these individuals to get drunk and get behind the wheel.
This is just part of a regional crackdown on traffic violations. The joint initiative is called More Cops, More Stops. The top bidder for the Riverwalk Crossing Center at a sheriff's sale is the Creek Nation. The tribe picked up the facility on the west bank of the Arkansas yesterday for $11.5 million. When the sale becomes final in 1 month, the tribe hopes to have a management firm in place to attract new tenants to the facility. The state Senate has okayed another bill to cut the state's personal income tax. Senators voted 31-15 yesterday for the measure that contains triggers to further reduce the income tax every year by 0.25% if certain revenue figures are met.
We're trying to craft a budget, and at the same time, you know, we're looking at the tax credits and what tax credits can be eliminated, modified, you know, which ones are necessary. And at the bottom line, what kind of savings you have there certainly strengthens our ability to look at the income tax.
Senate President Pro Tem Brian Bingaman says the measure trims the top rate from the current level of 5.25% to 4.95% starting in 2013. Pick a cart, any cart, small, medium, or large. The Tulsa Trash Board met yesterday and voted to allow Tulsa customers to decide between a 96-gallon, 64-gallon, or 32-gallon-sized cart for trash service. Now, originally, everyone was going to get the same large cart. The new service goes into effect in Tulsa on October the 1st. Well, if you need to haul off junk or from around your house, the city of Tulsa has a deal for you. This weekend is free dump days at the Quarry Landfill. The city's Bob Bledsoe says you will need to bring proof that you live in Tulsa.
They need to show a driver's license with an address within the city of Tulsa or a recent utility bill stub or document.
Tires will be the exception. They will cost $2 each. The landfill is on 46th Street North, just east of Highway 169. The State Office of Emergency Management is wrapping up its damage assessment at Woodward. The Sunday tornado destroyed 89 homes and 13 businesses. State Emergency Management spokeswoman Kelly Kane says other homes and businesses had varying degrees of damage.
So we're looking at the hardest hit areas first and then moving out from there.
The Midnight Twister claimed 6 lives at Woodward. Our weather forecast, sunny and pleasant today, a high of 79, mostly clear, mild tonight, 59 for a low, windy and warm tomorrow with a high of 81. Right now it is sunny and 56. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.